This is the Diary of an Apartment Investor podcast, and I'm your host, Brian Briscoe. And this podcast is designed for the aspiring apartment investor and literally gives them the opportunity to ask the questions that will help them get to the next level. So if you're an aspiring apartment investor, this podcast is for you. Now, this podcast is brought to you by the Tribe of Titans Multifamily Educational Community. It's your one-stop shop for learning how to succeed at apartment investing. Welcome to the Diary of an Apartment Investor podcast. I'm your host, Brian Briscoe. Very excited to talk to you today. Got a couple of things on my mind. And, you know, I think first thing is another big announcement. I had a similar announcement a couple months ago, but I'm hiring again. If you've been following me, I hired Schuyler Shoemaker as my director of acquisitions. He lives on the south side of Salt Lake City. And we're looking for an investor relations person. Come on board Streamline Capital Group. And so that's essentially the big news for today. You know, and one thing that I've been thinking about lately is vision. And I've talked about vision a couple of times. I talked about goals, and I'm fortunate to have an EOS implementer. That's the Entrepreneurial Operating System, basically a business coach who is helping us to build Streamline Capital Group so that we can scale and scale rapidly. You know, a couple of things that we talked about was last Friday, so a couple of days ago in one of our sessions is, you know, what is our vision? Where are we going towards? I've talked earlier about the importance of making sure you have a clear vision so you know where you're going. But yeah, we ended up making a lot of headway, you know, so some very simple things to explain how we operate, you know. So Streamline Capital, what do? We buy and manage apartments along the Wasatch Front. You know, that's a part in northern Utah. That's the mountain range. All right. And our purpose is very simple: help people live better lives. But you clarify things to that point so you know what it is. You know, everybody knows what you're doing, what your purpose is. Our three-year vision and our 10-year target, you know, in 3 years, we want to get to 2,000 multifamily units. Once again, in northern Utah, one geographical area, which, you know, I've already accumulated 1,100 units. So I think, you know, 2,000 in 3 years, we should do pretty well getting there. Price per door in Salt Lake's a lot higher than any other market I've ever been in. So it might be a little harder to get the door count, but, you know, we're still going to get there. But yeah, so as far as the announcement goes, yeah, we're hiring an investor relations person, somebody who can help us grow our investor list and, you know, be able to buy larger and larger apartments and help more and more people. Going back to, you know, having the business coach, and I think this is the power of having coaches, is they help you see things that you may not normally see for yourself. You know, I was busy and I was dropping the ball on a lot of things. And basically, you know, during one of our sessions, he just put on the board, he's like, all right, you know, tell me how your organization is structured. What roles are there? And we started talking about all the roles and how much, you know, how much time I was putting in each role. And it was clear that I didn't have enough time in the day or time in the week to do all the roles that I was trying to fulfill. You know, I ended up juggling a lot, and I still am a little bit. But when we started looking at it, you know, the answer was obvious. You know, I either need to do less or hire people. You know, and the exercise that he put me through is called delegate and elevate. You know, so through doing that exercise, it was very clear that there are a couple of things that, you know, I just absolutely need to outsource and have somebody else do for me. But so anyway, long story short, we're going to be adding to our team, you know, one more person. Don't know who it is yet, but I'm super excited to start the interviewing process. And that said, I think if anybody here is interested, you can definitely reach out. I think the best place to go if you're interested in that position is LinkedIn. I did put a post up on LinkedIn. The job is open on LinkedIn. So if you're interested, number one, you've got to live in Salt Lake somewhere or somewhere along the Wasatch Front. And if you're from that area, you know what the Wasatch Front means. And you got to love real estate. And, you know, you got to want to build something special. So as far as that goes, you know, I think biggest lesson learned, you know, at some point, you know, when you're growing in this industry, there's going to come a time where you're just too busy doing everything. If you find yourself too busy, you're already probably 6 months too late hiring somebody. But anyway, that said, you know, we're looking to grow, we're looking to expand, and looking to bring good people along with us. So I guess that was more of a shameless plug, you know, me looking for the right person. Hopefully you guys grabbed a little bit out of that. But anyway, that said, we'll see you later. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Diary of an Apartment Investor podcast by the Tribe of Titans. If you're still listening, you obviously liked it. So go ahead and subscribe to the podcast, leave a 5-star rating and review if you haven't already, and then make sure to check out our YouTube channel, which incidentally has a ton of video content that you'll also enjoy and learn from. Now, if you're interested in being on the show, go to our website, diaryofanapartmentinvestor.com, and fill out the questionnaire on the website. And for more educational content and for more information about our educational community, check us out at thetribeoftitans.info.